The last late Tziruv, according to Rabbi Shimon, does not fill the Yisraeli Tziruv. He holds the after of it, the story says, the Yisraeli Kol Shul Malkus. He holds every time, all the Yisraeli, he gets Malkus for Chatzis Ayas. So if so, Mikol HaShiyaseh, my Dorosh Bey, what does he do with the Potter Mikol HaShiyaseh? Oh, Malochu, Miboyle, he needs it, that the Yerlem and the Nazir at Shiyaseh Mikulam. That's from Shimon Shittu all over, that you only become a Nazir if you make yourself awesome with all the Yisraeli of Nazir. If you just say Harani Nozzle is also Biyayin, that's all, you're not a Nozzle, according to Reb Shimon. You have to make a Kabbalah's Nazirus, has to be, you're asking yourself from all the Yisurim. How does he know it? From this Pasuk, Mikol HaShem Yasir. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Lamed Chesamer Aleph. You get the Gemara says like this. Omar Rabbi Yafu, the second line from the top. Third line from the top. Omar Lamed Chesamer Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yavu, Omer Rabbi Loza. Kol Reviyah Shabbat Torah is in Heter Mitzaraf LeYisa. Now it's Rabbi Yavu saying it over the name of Rabbi Eloza. Before he said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and now he's saying it over the name of Rabbi Loza. That what the Kol Reviyah Shabbat Torah, whenever there's a halacha about drinking or eating a Reviyah, the halacha is in Heter Mitzaraf LeYisa, Chutz Reviyah Shabbat Nozir. The only time we have such a chiddush is only by Hilkos Nazir, that the din is he has to drink a revius of yayin. So this revius of yayin, you say hetem tzaraf liyisa. If you drink a little bit of the wine and you eat your bread with it, so then we say hetem tzaraf liyisa. That it's also shareyom rotera mishras, because the Torah says an extra pasuk by nazir mishras. So it's like this. Before we had the Lashon was Rabbi Yavua said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah is Ein Heter Mitzaraf LeYisa Chutz Miyisurin Nazir. But before he didn't say which part of the Yisurin Nazir, Mashma, any one of the Yisurin by Nazir, we say Heter Mitzaraf LeYisa. Now he's saying it over the name of Rabbi Lez a little bit differently, that all Revius is Shabbat Torah. Mashma, only the Halacha of drinking a Revius, here by Nazir, we say Heter Mitzaraf LeYisa. Simora says, Taka, Ma'iko ben Rabbi Yechanon, the Rebbe Loza. What's the difference between the way Rabbi Yavua said it before in the name of Rabbi Yechanon from the way he's saying it over now, Omer Rabbi Yavua, Omer Rebbe Loza? Simora says, Iko benayu, the Rabbi Yechanon, Marbe Yafilu Weichlin. Rabbi Yechanon, his lashon before was that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah ain't hetem tafli Yisur, Chutz me Yisurin Nazir. But mashma, any one of the Yisurei Nazir, even the Achila part, that you eat a kezayis of the grapes, there also we say hetem tzaraf liyisa. That was the lashon of Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Leza holds mashkenin midiachrini loy. According to Rabbi Leza, even by Nazir, when we dash in the pasuk mishras to teach us hetem tzaraf liyisa, it's only mishras means drinking the wine. Only that there's an issa to drink a revius of yayin, here we say hetem tzaraf is liyisa. But by the other yisuri of nazir, when the nazir goes to the kezayis worth of the grapes, according to Rabbi Leza, you would not say hetem tzaraf liyisa. That's the machlokes between the way Rabbi Yechanan says it and the way Rabbi Leza says it. Right, Tosafot says, afilu oichlen marbe, mishum de mishras mashma mipasu miyayin. Mishras mashma from past and from wine. O svila l'Rabbi Yechanan dehu adin kol yisurei nazir. Kagoyin chatzin v'zag. Rabbi Yechanan says that the svara, all the yisurei nazir, should have the same halacha. That you say, heta mitzaraf liyisa by yisurei nazir. But Rabbi Eliezer sobar, the mishras mashma dafki yayin. Mishras is mashma only wine. And therefore, v'hecha de goli goli. Where the Torah says this chiddush of mishras by drinking wine of a nazir, here we say hetah is mitzaraf liyisa, that if he soaks his bread in wine and eats it this way, so we say the hetah, the bread, is added to the wine, that if you're over that area, you get malchus for that. But only by yayin do you say this chiddush. Mashenken, by the achila part of a nazir, you don't have this chiddush. So that's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Lozer says like this, Esa Reviyas Hain. There are 10 different halachis about that need a Reviyas, that need a share of a Reviyas halug. V'noket Rav Kana Biyodei, and Rav Kana like set over these 10 by making it into divisions. of Chomesh Sumkasa, there are five halachas have to do with red, that means the chur blood and wine. The Chomesh Chiyurta, and there are five things that have to do with things like white, which means like oil, we'll soon see. So Kitsa, there are 10 halachas of revius. Now, Chomesh Sumkasa, what are the five halachas that have to do with something that's red, which means either wine or blood? That's Nazir, we'll soon see, explains each one of them. A Nazir is the din of revius of a yayin, of a revius. The Yosef Pesach, about the Dalek Kaisis of Pesach, has to be with revius. Shehoira, somebody paskins a shayla after he drinks a revius of wine, or else Ba Migdish, you go into the Beis Migdish after you drank a revius of wine, or else a Mesai. If you have a revius of blood from two Mesim, it has Tumas Mes on it. These are five halachas to do with something that's red. So now we'll explain it. Nazir, what does it mean, Nazir? Revius Yain le Nazir. That's what the din is, that a Nazir has to drink a revius of Yain. The Chorus goes according to the Mishnah Rishayna. We had in our first Mishnah that says what? That the Mishnah Rishayna holds that the Nazir is over the Malkis is only if he drinks the revius of Yain. So that's what this Bryce is saying now, that this did to drink a revius of Yain is one of these 10 halachas of revius. So that's called Nazir's revius Yain. Revius Yain la Nazir. Now, I say Pesach, what's the halacha by Pesach of Revius? The Yomar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Arba Kaisas Halalu. That there's a mitzvah to drink the four Kaisas Pesach by night, is Sorach Shihei Behen Kedei Revius. You have to have a Kedei Revius between them. In other words, they have to have a Revius of Yayin Chai, which comes out to be four Reviusin. In other words, the kids are each cup has to be a Revius of Yayin. That's the halacha of the Dalek Kaisas. That's another halacha of a revius. Then the halacha is Taita Shehoira. What's the halacha of Shehoira? Shosa revius yayin ayira. That's halacha. If somebody drank a revius of wine, he's not allowed to paskin the shayla afterwards. So that you can't paskin halacha after you drink wine, it means only if you drank a revius of wine. Ba migdash. What's the halacha about the base of migdash with the revius? That shosa revius yain. If somebody first drank a revius of wine, and then v'nichnas lemigdash, he goes into the base of migdash, he should not chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa for this. He's not only going to the base of migdash like when you shikur. So after a revius, shishuyi yain. Somebody drank some wine, is also going to the base of migdash. Umesu, what's the fifth case about a mace? The Tanya will learn like this. Minayin the revius dam. How do we know they have from two different mesim? And the blood starts to drip out from them, and now you have revius of dam. You have a revius of dam that came out from two mesim. So how do we know now that this revius of dam has a look like a tumas mace? That's metame b'yoyel. That's poshtet. If it comes out from one mace, that's pshita. Revius of dam is considered like the mace. But here the chiddush is, how do you know if it comes out from two different mesim? And together you only have one revius. How do I know that this revius of dam has a loch of tumas mes? That's even metama b'yoyim. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yakol nashreis mes layavoy. That v'yakol nashreis mes layavoy, says the double loshen of nashreis mes layavoy. That's the loshen plural of kol nashreis, two bodies. Like Tosa says, I'll call nafshois meisla yavoy, nefashois mashma trei, smashma tu, umeis mashma shir echod, says, I'll call nafshois meis. Meis is like mashma one. You have to have the shear of one meis, which from one meis, if you have a revius of dam, that's matam of yoyel. So here the pasuk is teaching us that we are called nafshois, even if it comes from two different bodies, meis. An amount of blood, like from one shear of revius, also has a loch of tumas mace. Here the Torah says, "Who revius dam le nefesh shea nefesh tluya boy k'diyam revius dam nasatim b'chem." That's the shear chashuv by a dam of a mace to give it a din tumas mace a revius adam. So that's these five special lochas about a revius adam, but something to do with blood or with yayin. Now, the Chomesh Chiyuta, there are also five halachas have to do with something that's white, What does that mean? Chalas, nozir, chalas from a nozir, chalas, what's the chalas? Is one. The Torah needs the shemen. You have to put the oil into this mincha of chalas, which needs the revius of shemen. Who are then the chalas by a nozir, needs the revius of shemen, or mitzayra, or el shenifsalu, and b'shabbos. These are the five halachas, what to do with white. Now I'll explain. Chalas, what does chalas mean? Revius shemen l'chala. That is halacha, when you make this chala, Tosfos says, talking about the chalas toida. You bring a korban toida, that there are 40 lechems, four different types. My rishoyu bo shloisha mina mimatzah. There are three different types for matzah. And asara chalas, 10 chalas, the asara revuchin, the asara rekikin, utunin chatzi lug, the omar v'chatzeyo chetzel rekikin, or the chalas, v'chetzel revuchin. So the omar perakatoida. The kids, when you make the menachis, this chalas, for the toida, you have to have a shear of a revius of shemen for each type of these lechems. That's the first thing, chala, that means by toida, that needs a revius of shemen. Nazir, the second case is nazir, revius shemen and nazir also. The Rashi says, shiyei shnei minim chalas. There are two types of chalas that a nazir has to bring. Or rekikin, kidyamina peraka toida. So when he makes these rekikin also, you have to use a revius of shemen, has to go into this. So that's also a shear of a revius, by shemen is like clear, like white. Mitzayra. What's the case of a mitzayra? Revius imayim la mitzayra. Here it's halacha. Mitzayra needs a revius of water in the cup first. Like Tosfos says, the pasuk says, "V'toval oisam v'yasatzipur hachaya v'dam atzipur hashchuta al hamayim chayim." That's what the pasuk says. You have to take the atzipur, the live tzipur, and dip it into the blood of the tzipur that we had a shchita on it, into the mayim. And mayim chayim, the yoma b'sayt the gemara and sayt the dashes perikol yemevi v'damin shadam atzipa nikubhem v'kam hein revius. How much you need there revius? Kids, it has to be revius of water there first. You have to have a revius of water of mayim chayim in this kli, and then you put the dam or the dam ashruter in there, and then you put the tzipa racha, you stick it in there. That's called the mitzvah. Needs a revius of water. Shenifslu. What's the loch of Nisalu? Titznan, we learned. Vishar kol hamashkin. Tameim, if you drink other type of mashkins, liquids, that's tomim and rabbonin, the loch is poistlin esagviyo previous. If you drink a revius of that water, that's tomim and rabbonin, so then your body also becomes tomim and rabbonin. That's called psul hagviyo. Like your body becomes tomim. So how much of this water do you have to drink? You have to drink a revius of the mayim. That's all lach of poislin. That's lach of mishar kol hamashkin mitameyin. Any other mashkin that's tamei is poislin esagviyah revius. If you drink it down, it's metama the body, your body midrabonin, if you drink a revius of the water. The Shabbos, what's the lach of Shabbos? The Tanan we learned, v'shar kol hamashkin revius. Again, to the issohoi tzor of Shabbos. If you carry out liquid on Shabbos, you have to carry out the choshev ashir, something that's choshev. That's the shiurim by Shabbos. So what's called the choshev ashir of liquid, of carrying out liquids on Shabbos, that you chayi for? Revius. The same thing, v'shakol ha-shevchim revius. Yeah, v'chein ha-shevchim gisa should be. V'chol ha-shevchim, yeah. So these are also five halachas of revius, with to do with water or to do with shemen. Now the Gemara asks, Vesu leka, there no more. Veika, there is. Veika, merevius, noitlin liyadayim liyechod, viafil lishnayim. If you have a revius of water, when you want to go wash your hands from it, you can use it for one hand or for two hands. So you see, alochin, revius of mayim is good for tilishadayim, even for two hands. So what has been brought down also is one of the cases of white. There should be six cases. So Gemara says, but plukta like kamari. Over there it's a machloikis. We're not talking about a machloikis. Because over there it's brought down, the Rebbe Yossi argues over there, v'yamri, liyechav l'lishnayim. He has no revius of mayim, he needs for one hand, and it's no good for two hands. So the kids said, these cases of the white at least, we don't want to talk about cases that have a machloikis. So we only want cases that there's no argument about it. For the Gemara of Vayikra, there's still another case. Vayikra, that Hoyemevi Pile Shocheris used to bring this pot, this jug, Pile like a jug, a Tais says, Pirish Kli, from an earthly Kli, V'noisei Natoicha Chatzi Lug Mayim and Akir. And first that pour in this Kli a Chatzi Lug of water from the Kiyah. This is talking about by Saita, by the May Saita. This is how they made the May Saita. If we have Yehudu, I'm a Revius. Yehudu says, no, they used to use a Revius of water. They put in this Kli first from the Kiyah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's also another Shir of Revius. So Gemara answers again, Beplukta Loi Kamari. We don't want to talk about cases that there's a Machlaikis. These cases of white, of water, or shemen, is only where there's no machlokes. For the Gemara of Vayikra, there's still another case. Vayikra, kama mayim noisin l'toichoi, if you have, let's say, an ovid shomer aglayim. You have a jar there, a bowl there that has meraglayim in it. So you're not allowed to daven in front of it. But if you pour water inside it, the water is mevatel the meraglayim, that now you're allowed to daven there. So the question is, how much water do you have to pour into it to be mevatel the meraglayim? So Gemara says, Vika kama mayim noisin l'toichoi, kolshu. The Tanakhama says, as long as you put the kolshu of new water into it, you're able to daven there. The kolshu, a little bit of water, is mevatel the meraglayim. But Rav Zakoi yoyim a revius. No, you have to have at least a revius of water that you pour now into the bowl, then you're allowed to daven there. So you see there's another loch of revius of mayim, that if you pour a revius of mayim into the meraglayim, you're allowed to daven there. So again, the Gemara says, Peplukta loy kamari. We're not talking about a plukta. It's a machlokes here. How much water you have to put into the meraglayim to make it able for you to daven. So again, these cases, at least the five cases of white, we're saying where there's no machlokes. Fred Gemara Ivu Ika Mikvah. There's a loch of a mikvah that I call a Taisa says, Techozu boy la hatfil machten and tenorius. Because I'm reading of Psachim. Gemara Psachim says that even with Yeraitha, if you have a revius of water in the ground like a mikvah, it's kosher to be tovel there, kalim. You can be tovel there a needle, a small thing that fits into the revius of water, midiraisa, that's called a mikvah. For a man, you have to have nemsah, because that's the amount of water that a body, a person could go into. But if you only want to be tovel small needles, it would be enough to have a revius of water there. So why isn't this also included? One of the chidushim of a revius by water is that it can make up a mikvah. So Gemara answers, Bar Mehi, excluding this case, the Batlu Rabbonin, because the Rabbonin now the Mavato to say, Kalim, you can't be tovel in a revius. Even though it's a kosher mikvah midiraisa, but midirabbanan though, they didn't want you to be tovel even Kalim there. Ataisa says, Pirish Hatzrichu Aboim So. Now midirabbanan, you can only be tovel even small needles in a kosher mikvah 40 so. Hafil Lamasin Snurius. That's pshita. But for a person to be tovel, that's pshita at all times. You always need memso. But Tais just says, V'yomar Rebbe, T'nikol makam revius demayin loy batlu. If you have a well here, a revius, or you have a well water, and only one revius of water there, it's in the ground still, that's kosher to be tovel the kalim. V'yokol atzko matl b'mayin, afilo kolshu. This they were not mavatl. Then the Gemara goes back and says, "Now Mishnah."